And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lacapoil Valley football, and I'm excited because football is my favorite sport. Tony Smith, head football coach for the Eagles, in the studio with us. You're excited just as much as I am, Tony.
Absolutely. It is time.
It's time. That's right. So a lot of things happening. You're well underway with practices and stuff, huh?
Yeah, we just finished up our second week. Just finished up our second week of practice. Actually, today we are in Benson for the scrimmage. We're going to be scrimmaging Benson and McRae. We're excited to finally take a look at somebody else and hit a different colored jersey and see what somebody else is doing.
All right. Yeah, pretty exciting. I love high school football. Gophers, Vikings, I love football. Just you love it more than I do, I think, Tony.
Well, I don't know about that, but it is a great time of year. You know, you get the idea about talking about the state fair and the Lacapoil County Fair, and that just kind of lends itself into football and the Vikings and the Gophers, yeah, and all the stuff that goes along with it. So super excited. I know that the kids are ready to get the season underway. Like I said earlier, you get tired of seeing the same jersey and, yep, 4-hour practices, and now it's back to school, which some of them are probably not looking real forward to, but it, yep, gives them some structure and some an idea of what they're going to do for the day.
All right. Well, let's take some time and introduce your team to us this year, coaches and some of the guys.
Okay. Well, I want to start off by thanking the coaches. There are three down at the junior high level. Timothy White, who is new to the school district, he'll be teaching special education. Also helping out at the junior high is Johnny Garibay, who is not new to the district but is new to coaching football for us. He comes to us with some California football knowledge, and then also Matt Carmody, who is now in his third year. Helping out at the varsity level is Paul Lowry is back again for, I believe, like year 26, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And then
he looks so young.
Yes, he does. He does. That's all that work he does in the summer. And then Bentley Boyk, who that name sounds familiar. He is teaching fourth grade here in Madison, and so he is a part of the coaching staff. And then also Zach Gierman, who is now in year two, is coaching as well. Thank you to them. As far as our roster goes, we are currently sitting with seven freshmen: Ryan Bierke, Martin Emmis, Nicholas Hoffman, Caden Ludebar, Dane Nicholson, Samarkson Sepanon, and Cooper Smith. We have nine sophomores: Angel Alonzo, Scott Asfeld, Jackson Fernolds, Tucker Lines, Jordan Love, Alex Nyans, Evan Schliemann, and Adrian Specht. We have 13 juniors: Grant Bierke, Christian Chicano, Jace Mortensen, Kaysen Heineke, Thor Hewitt, Gus Holm, Kyler Kep, Angel Mejia, Gavin Meyer, Gavin Mortensen, Matthew Ullman, Matthew Sherman, Jax Wells, and then we have six seniors: Elias Alonzo, Douglas Bruner, Talon Kranz, Gabe Lowry, Brant Schomer, and Nolan Smith.
Okay. Yeah, good group of guys there.
Yeah.
They put the time in over the summer and stuff?
Yeah, I was very pleased with the summer. You know, we had workouts 3 days a week and conditioning. You know, it's one of those things where I felt like we had a good number. Could it always be more? Sure. You always like to have more numbers, but I was very, very pleased with the commitment to the kids that were there. Mm-hmm. And saw some improvements and saw some gains out of them. So that was great. And I want to thank Zach Gierman for putting together those weight program for the kids. Yeah. He's such a great resource that, yep, he is.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
Yes. And we did some Friday morning practices during the summer. And then we went to Dakota State in Madison, South Dakota. It was basically a 24-hour team camp. You got there at noon on Wednesday, and you left at noon on Thursday. Very well organized. I would like to go back again. I just like the setup of it. I thought we had.
Like, what do they do?
So what they do is they get you there and they get you stretched out, and then the coaches get a chance. Their coaches work with the kids on offense and defense for about 15 minutes, and then it's your team time. And there were 10 schools there. And we were one of the 10, obviously. And so we got time to work with our kids doing our thing. And then we went right into team scrimmages. And they set it up so that you had three teams on a half a field. And so if you were on defense, the other two were on offense. And so the one team would run a play. The other team would wait. And then when that play was over, the other team would run in. And so they ran that for a period of time, and then you got to rotate. So a lot of kids were getting a lot of playing time. So a lot of fun, and they did that again the next day. They set it up, and then they had what they called a Trojan Challenge. That's their mascot. And you got points for keeping the team, if you were on defense, keeping them under 5 yards. And if you were on offense and you got 5 yards, you got a point.
Oh, nice.
So it was very competitive that way. And we were going along, and we were playing Laverne and Madison, South Dakota, and Aberdeen, Roncalli.
Oh, the big schools.
Some bigger schools, yeah. Flandreau, South Dakota. But, you know, we were doing well. You know, it wasn't perfect by any means, but I was very encouraged by what we had done. And unfortunately, the last play of the camp, we were down. The three teams we were playing, Tracy Milroy, Ballatin, and then Woonsocket, South Dakota. And TMB had 10, Woonsocket had 8, and we had 7. And so we got on the field, and we were playing defense against Woonsocket. We stopped them. We now have a chance to win our little pod there. And unfortunately, last play, Gavin Meyer goes in to make a tackle on a kid, and the kid hit his shoulder pad kind of right in his chest, and he went down. And we thought first he got the wind knocked out of him, and then he went to grab his knee, and so we got him home for the, and then he went to the doctor, and come to find out he has a torn ACL.
Oh no!
So his fall is not going to happen. Feel bad for the kid. He had a great camp. All the coaches from the other teams were there, and you know, we were really, really concerned.
Yep.
Feel bad for him. You know, obviously there was some emotion with that, and I get it.
Yep.
It was too bad, okay. But I don't want to take away from the camp, and he enjoyed his time there. And
yep.
You know, this year we have 7 captains,
oh,
which is a little unique.
Yeah.
In the fact that we asked a group of guys here at the, I don't know, sometime end of the school year of who would be interested in being a captain. So it was.
Why 7 captains to just.
Okay, so
leaders.
We decided to go with, or I decided to go with the 7 captains because they had fulfilled their time. They were honoring the responsibilities. They were communicating when I was asking them questions. They were involved. They did such a nice job of helping navigate through the summer. And I thought, you know what? All of these kids have shown me that they're invested and they want to be a part of it.
Right.
And so all of these kids are going to be. You know, basically what it comes down to is on Friday nights, 4 of them are going to go out there, the other 3 aren't. But other than that, throughout the whole practices and everything, they're going to be going to be a very integral part of it.
Okay.
So the captains are Nolan Smith, Gabe Lowry, Talon Kranz, Matthew Sherman, Gavin Mortensen, Gavin Meyer, and Grant Bierke.
Okay. Good.
Wow.
Sounds good. All right. So let's talk about the district and the section realignment.
Okay. So very different this year. Most of the districts only have 7 teams in it.
Oh.
And so what they're doing basically is they are crossing over with some other districts to fill out the eight-game schedule. Mm-hmm. So, for example, they tried to match up. So this year we're playing GFW, Gibbon, Fairfax, Winthrop, our first game of the year, and then we're playing Murray County Central, I believe, on the fourth week of the year.
Okay.
And then like Mineota, they're playing Eden Valley Watkins. So they're going a bigger look across the district for teams to play other or for schools to play other schools.
Right. Good. All right. And I believe Bold left our section, right?
Bold is no longer in our section this year. Correct.
That's good. Yeah, there have been some battles with Bold over the years in section play, hasn't there?
Yes, and you could take you could probably talk to anybody in Class 1A, and you'd say that the state championship last year was the Bold-Mineota game in the section finals.
It was, that's right.
What a great football game. And, you know, you take a look at the district this year, or even the section, you know, Mineota will be right there at the top. I think Lakeview returns to quite a few guys. Mm-hmm. Dawson has quite a few skill guys coming back. They lose a lot, but they also have some returning. So, I mean, here again, another year, another dogfight in District 4.
That's right. Get it done on the field, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Anything else, Tony? We cover everything there.
No, I think we're all good. We'll kind of continue on as we go. Start talking about youth football, some flag football, junior high football in the weeks to come.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, and good luck at the scrimmage today in Benson, right?
Correct.
Who's up there?
It is us, McCray, and Benson.
Okay. Now, you've been going up there for a while, though, haven't
you?
Yeah,
I would say this is year six or seven of us going.
How many
there.
Years is this for you as head coach?
This will be my 12th.
12th year?
Yeah.
And Lowry's at 27. You got ways to go to catch up.
I do, yes.
All right. Thanks, Tony. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you.
Actually, I'll see you in Winthrop on Thursday. Thursday night game.
Thursday night in Winthrop, Minnesota.
That should be. You know anything about Gibbon, Fairfax, Winthrop?
I just watched a little bit of their film on Huddle, so I was able to see a little bit of that.
All right. Well, we'll see them Thursday, 7 o'clock kickoff.
Sounds good.
Tony Smith, head coach of the Lock Brawl Valley football team. We'll take a break and be back with more of the Coach's Show after this.